وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته أخي، بارك الله فيك. ما دي براذر، جزاك الله خيرا. I will repeat again what I said to you before and what I said to all the brothers before. There is no harm for the woman to ask for her religion. There is no harm for the woman to ask for her religion, to educate herself and to be a better woman for sake of her Lord first, then her husband, her father, her children, her brother, till the end. Not just that, we encourage our sisters to be like that, and they try their best to learn and to educate themselves. And I add a benefit to the brothers before, and I say to them, most of them, the main reason for the misguidance of their children, even though their father asking of knowledge, is because of the mother, after Allah's permission, is because of the mother doesn't follow the steps of the husband, which is the father. Until the end, have many reasons for it, and have a lot of damage and problems when the woman is ignorant in her religion, and this is one of the results. So we people who care a lot about educating our women, simple as that. This is number one. Number two, my dear brother, I will repeat again what I said before. For the woman to join in a group, in a digital group, not with her burden, not with her self, but by her name or by her nickname, by the shara, is not a free mixing, absolutely. But it could be haram, but it's not free mixing. Big difference. Number three, when I said it could be haram, means if this kind of join cause a fitna, a haram, damage. Like what's happened in many groups, chit-chatting in between them, male and females in one group, it cause and lead to a damage. Here we said no one allowed in the group to react like that. And whoever we discover that he did it in front of us or behind, we're gonna react toward that kind of action, wrong action. Number four, ahi, barakallahu fika. What about the woman to join to this kind of group with her own female name? The answer, akhi, I don't see any harm and problem on it, but to avoid extra headache and problems, extra problems, and to avoid any kind of headache, we request from all our sisters to change their nickname and to change their name to be through their mahram. Now, to this new issue, did they allow to join with their mahram, and they ask, Ya akhi, barakallah, there is no harm for them to ask with their real name, actually. There is no harm. Why? From where you make it forbidden, or it create doubt inside you for the sister to ask for her religion. Where is the problem in it? You understand, you know? Maybe she's going to see some man, or a man's going to see her, or this or that. I tell you, Ya akhi, barakallah, you know, you remind me about a very beautiful example. One day in front of a sheikh here, someone, he had a son. And his son, mashallah, he looked so handsome and beautiful. And the brother that day, he asked for him kuhl. Yani he beautified his son more on Friday. So one of the brothers went to the sheikh and he said to him, Ya sheikh, hafizakallah ta'ala, advise our brother, because his son already amrad and beautiful, and with this he beautified him more, as care for fitna for us. So sheikh, hafizakallah ta'ala, he said to him, Ya akhi, you close your eyes. How I stop him from something that is forbidden? If it's fitna for you, close your eyes and go far. You are the problem, not them. You understand me or not? So it's the same example, actually. I'm telling you, akhi, there is no illegal act in it. There's no illegal act in it for the sister to ask a question for her religion to benefit herself with the most safe way for herself. What is the problem on it, akhi? It's something that we're supposed to encourage and thank him for it. But to avoid any kind of headache or possibilities for an extra fitna, or for some people because they are too weak and because something like that, maybe they could feel something, we tell them, don't ask through your name and don't expose that you are a female. We doesn't need that. So the issue that you are scared from it already been removed by her being like everybody, no difference. And no one can even discover that there is a female behind this kind of nickname or this kind of name. So, alhamdulillah. And for her to see other nickname or other names of other brothers in the group or whatever. What's the harm on it? You know, somehow, what's the harm on it? And you know, my dear brother Hajj Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, in the Yawm al-Eid, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, أَتَشْتَهِينَ تَنْظُرِينَ? Do you would like to see how the Ahbash, they play in the masjid? So she looked to them in roughly for the all of them, not to individuals. You understand, you know? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after having said, يَكْفِي, it's enough for you. Then she left, radiallahu ta'ala anha. So I'm telling you, my dear brother, it's something that very, very similar. So similar. In general, my dear brother, I think by us asking the sister to leave the group, even though we don't know who is the sister exactly, but we say in general, whoever female behind the nickname, please leave and involve your mahram and ask through your mahram. I think the situation will be so difficult, especially if some of them, they don't have mahram or the mahram are not cooperating with them or whatever. And it's just going to be a long operation, and I'm sure they're going to feel heavy and no one going to join and no one going to ask for a reason. And you're going to be a reason for an extra ignorance for our sisters. It just is something that is unnecessary. And in the end, my dear brothers, this is what I think. And I accept any advice from my brothers. If they prove to me that I'm wrong, I don't mind. Barakallahu feekum. But I'm telling you, akhwani fillah, no need to open it wide and no need to tie it and restrict it too much. It's good for us to be moderate. Barakallahu feekum. Wallahu alam. Please, my brother, I would like for all of you to read the small story that I mentioned before. And I posted to the group. And see Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, how he used to treat Umm Zainab Fatima al-Baghdadiyya rahimahullah ta'ala, one of his great students, and how he used to prepare himself to answer her questions, and how he used to feel surprised from her knowledge and from her hard working in her religion. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala said she was the reason for Allah for whom to memorize the Kitabullah ta'ala in Damascus. Same thing when she went to Egypt. Nearly all the mutarjimun after the al-mi'ah al-thamina, after the 8th century, they mention her story, subhanallah. She was a great scholar and alim for the ummah. And that knowledge came from her asking questions to Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. This is a small example. There is no book for the tarajim ulama, the biography of ulama, not included a woman who they were scholar in our nation, in our ummah. So, my dear brothers, I think we're supposed to be moderate in this kind of issues, especially in terms of benefiting our families. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.